Hello and what is up, guys? Welcome back to Experts Hour, River Hill's very own fantasy sports podcast. I'm Josh Mann, and I'm joined here by
Aaron Hirsch,
Devin Hendrick,
and Dawson Wolf.
And today we're going to be going over the NBA playoffs first round. There are many good things happen in the first round, and also many bad things happen in the first round. So we're going to start off by talking about each series. So we'll start with the Western Conference. Well, the Rockets beat the
Timberwolves.
The Timberwolves in five games, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that was expected.
It wasn't very close. Let's just say that.
It was expected. James Harden did what he was supposed to do as the league's future MVP, unfortunately, I will have to say. Aaron, do you have any thoughts about that series?
I was one of the few believers in the Timberwolves. I predicted the Rockets would win seven. But I think there were two games that went down to the last shot or whatever. But unfortunately, the Timberwolves didn't win either of them, and the Rockets blew them out in more games than not.
Clint Capella just locked up Karl Anthony Towns, and yeah. I think that was the key to the series.
Towns played terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Towns had a really bad series. But Jimmy Butler was a positive side for the T-Wolves, and that was about the only positive side in that series.
Honestly, I was surprised that they even got one game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right,
I guess.
Let's talk about a more interesting series. The Oklahoma City Thunder and the Utah Jazz.
I was much more surprised that they won a game than I was with the Timberwolves.
You were surprised the Thunder won a game?
Yeah, I predicted a sweep.
Wow, well, that is very bold, Aaron.
Unfortunately, Donovan Mitchell got the best of all of OKC. Yep. Russell Westbrook did, in fact, have a great series. Even though he took a lot of shots, he did also score a lot of points and also still had a bunch of assists.
43 shots in one game.
I think he combined for 80 shots in two games. Right?
Well, it's very unfortunate when your second best player goes 2-for-16, so he has to shoot that many shots.
I mean, LeBron also took a ton of shots, but he made over 50%. Russell Westbrook was not even close.
Okay, but the Thunder kept losing over and over. He had to change something.
Paul George
he realized
also
that he
played
needed
terrible.
Shoot more.
So
the game before, he took two shots the entire fourth quarter.
Paul George, yes, had one good game in game one and didn't show up.
Melo and Paul George combined for 12 points.
Yeah,
or something.
Exactly. So Westbrook had to take over.
But here's a smart question, or just a question to think about. Do you think that after this first round loss, Paul George will come back to the Thunder?
There is no chance.
He's
no
going to the Lakers.
I'd say it's highly unlikely.
I don't think he's going to the Lakers, but I don't think he's going back to the Thunder.
Skip Bayless said it 100% correctly. He said Paul George is not a superstar, and Lakers fans want him, but he's not a superstar. Skip Bayless, you are 100% right. Paul George cannot run his own team. He needs a sidekick with him. And in OKC, he has Westbrook as his sidekick, but people say it's very hard to play with Westbrook, but I would personally love to play with Russell Westbrook because he's a god of life, and that is it. Okay, we'll talk about the next series. Now, this was very surprising. The New Orleans Pelicans, the sixth seed, swept. Clean sweep of the three seed, the Blazers. I was very, very surprised by this. Not by the Pelicans winning, but I was very surprised by the sweep.
Yeah, I was too. I picked the Blazers to actually win the series, and I did not expect Lillard and McCollum to get locked up like that, but I should have seen it coming. Rondo and Drew Holiday are two of the best defenders in the league.
Playoff Rajon Rondo is a whole new Rajon Rondo. He's very good in the playoffs.
Yes, Drew Holiday proved that he is a very good defender while also being a solid offensive weapon too without Boogie Cousins. But I'm very surprised that the Blazers weren't even able to come out with one win. They just got locked up the whole time. It just baffled me.
When you have two players who both have 40 in a game, that's very hard to beat. And if Anthony Davis and Drew Holiday keep having 40 a game, they'll beat the Warriors.
Yeah, I also picked the Pelicans to win this game. I thought they were better. But I did not expect a sweep at all. That was crazy to me. They just completely destroyed. And the craziest part was it was their backcourt, too. That was dominating the Trailblazers' backcourt.
All right. Next series, Warriors-Spurs. This one wasn't very close. I'm surprised the Spurs even got one game. I think the Warriors were just – they kind of felt bad. So, you know what? We'll just give you one because this series is over.
Monte Ginobili needed a – they had to get them a game.
Yep. So, is that all you guys – we don't need to say anything.
Yeah, as a Warriors fan, I was bored.
Yeah. All right. Now we'll move over – the Eastern Conference. We have the Raptors and the Wizards. It was a very good series. Every game was very competitive, and I was not surprised by that. The Wizards have the potential to be very good, but they just need more than John Wall and Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
They need a big man.
Sounds like every year.
The Raptors actually showed that they could possibly be a good playoff team for once.
Maybe.
We'll see.
And fortunately, they'll be getting the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron Changs as the Cavs beat the Pacers in 7. LeBron absolutely took this series over single-handedly by himself. Goodbye, good night. LeBron James is the best player of all time.
Whoa. Let's take it easy there.
One thing that was pretty interesting that I saw was that 20 minutes after the Pacers lost that Game 7, Victor Oladipo texted his trainer, "When do we start working?"
Oh, yeah, I saw that too.
Mm-hmm. And I just love that work ethic from Victor Oladipo, and it just proves to me that he's going to be a very solid player in the next upcoming years.
Yeah, the fact that he was able to get it to 7 games without another star on his team shows that he will be a 10-time All-Star in this league.
Who are we talking about?
Oladipo.
Oh, yeah.
It was just unfortunate that his trainer spelled his name wrong in his phone. But that besides the point. Next series, we have the Sixers. They beat the Heat in 6, or 5. Was it 5? It was 5. Mm-hmm. They beat the Heat in 5, and that did not surprise me. Ben Simmons is showing why he is going to be Rookie of the Year, and it's simple. Mm-hmm. No, the series was not very good.
I am very surprised. I thought Hassan Whiteside would do a better job. I thought Hassan Whiteside would do a better job locking up Joel Embiid. And I just thought the Heat were a better team, but I was wrong.
Dawson, you really picked the Trailblazers to beat the Warriors in 7?
I did. I was really on the Damian Lillard bandwagon, but as we can see, it was not the smart move.
And we have our final matchup of the first round. We have the Celtics beating the Bucks in 7. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a Celtics fan, but I was 100% surprised by this result. I thought the Bucks were going to come out and take care of business in 6. But the Celtics just put it to them in a couple games, and Terry Rozier really showed Bledsoe who the real point guard is in that series.
The Celtics' young players are just amazing. I don't know how they're doing this, but they're somehow leading their team like deep into the playoffs. Yeah. I did not expect this.
Semi Ojeley, or whatever the heck you say his last name, locked up Giannis in Game 7, and that was proved to be crucial.
I just want to know when Giannis will show up in the playoffs.
Never.
He's been in the league for a while, and he still hasn't done anything. Will he ever? We will find out.
All right. Now we're going to go over to the second round. So in the Western Conference, we have the Rockets playing the Jazz, and already one game has gone by, and the Rockets won by like 20.
Yeah.
They were pretty much up by 20 the whole game, and the Rockets seem to prove like they're a good playoff team. So who do you guys think will win the rest of the series?
Rockets.
Honestly, I think the Rockets are just too much for the Jazz. Yeah. Even though I love the Jazz and I'm rooting for them, I think the Rockets are going
to
win.
Especially now that Rubio's out, I don't think they have a chance to win the series.
I think they're going to sweep them.
Donovan Mitchell's not that good.
For sure.
But what I am excited for is a potential Rockets versus Warriors matchup.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's an
inevitable. Potential.
It is inevitable. Now that Steph Curry's coming back, I don't think the Pelicans
have
Curry's
any back
chance,
for game
so.
Two. The Pelicans are done.
I think Anthony Davis.
After
just
watching
has
that second
over.
Quarter of game one, I was very happy with that.
I'm surprised they lost by so much, honestly.
Yeah.
I thought they would put up more of a fight.
Yeah,
just
I did
feeling them out.
The second quarter, when Klay Thompson can't miss, you have no chance.
One thing I forgot to mention about round one is Donovan Mitchell had one heck of a series. And I personally believe that the NBA should do a co-Rookie of the Year with Donovan Mitchell and Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
I don't think they will, but I think they both deserve to be Rookie
Josh,
of the Year.
I have a question. Well, actually, never mind. It's a bad question.
I agree with that, Josh.
For the group.
Yeah.
Who do you think is better, Russell Westbrook or Donovan Mitchell?
Russell Westbrook.
Donovan Mitchell.
Russell Westbrook is definitely better, but
really?
In the upcoming years, I think Donovan Mitchell will become a better player.
Westbrook has
because
more talent, but Mitchell
is
a better team
first
leader.
Exactly. That makes it even more.
Shows how good he is.
Yeah.
But Westbrook just had a rough series. Like, you can see how well he can play sometimes.
See, everyone says
he played just as well as he always does.
He did have like 45 points.
As much as I hate Russell Westbrook, I'm not going to say that Donovan Mitchell's a better player because he's not.
I think he is.
Josh can agree with me on that.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook is the best player in the league. Anyways, we already talked about this one a little bit, but next we have the Warriors playing the Pelicans, and the Warriors also won game one as they already started their series by 20, and I think the Warriors are going to continue doing that. They're going to cruise this series.
Yeah, I agree. Sweep.
Clean sweep. Now we'll move over to the Eastern Conference. We have the Raptors playing the Cavaliers.
Oh,
and
baby.
I personally have a personal bias towards LeBron James because I really like the way he plays. I think he's a really good basketball player. And I think the LeBron will win the series single-handedly. He will beat the Raptors. They will win in 7.
Personally, I have a bias against LeBron. I just do not like how he plays. So I'm going with the Raptors in this one.
Any other year, I'd say the Cavs for sure. But this year, this is probably the worst Cavs team and the best Raptors team that we've seen. So I think it's going to be extremely close. So I can almost guarantee 7 games.
As much as I would like to see the Celtics beat the Cavs in the conference finals, I'll let them lose to the Raptors.
The fact that the Pacers took the Cavs to 7 games kind of worries me. And however...
What do you mean?
Like, the Raptors are a much better team than the Pacers. And the Pacers took the Cavaliers to 7 games. So that just worries me. I think the Cavs are going to get blown out in 4.
In 4?
Sweep!
In 4.
Oh,
that,
my God.
I wouldn't be surprised by that either.
However,
I would not say.
DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry are known to choke in the playoffs.
That's true.
Yeah.
LeBron, a LeBron-led team will not get swept. There, it's just not possible.
No.
That's not LeBron's nature.
It's not
LeBron
possible.
Will do the sweeping, but he will not get swept. But now we move
on.
Even
the Pacers are a better team than the Cavs.
Yeah.
Okay, but one team has LeBron.
Quote from Doc Rivers. I mean, not Doc Rivers. What's the guy's name? Mark Jackson.
Well,
we can see why he got fired.
Sick.
All right.
And now let's move to everyone's favorite series, I personally think, of the second round. The 76ers, the new and improved 76ers, playing the Boston Celtics.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, the Sixers are looking good. They are looking fresh. But I do believe the Celtics will win in 6 in the series. The Celtics proved a lot to me in this first round. I'm a fan of the Celtics, and they proved a lot to me about how they can win without Kyrie and Gordon Hayward.
Just like I was very confident in the Jazz beating the Thunder, I'm very confident in the Sixers beating the Celtics. It's either going to be 4 or 5. Probably 4.
Well, I want the Celtics to win, but I think the Sixers might be a little bit too
now
much.
Now that Embiid's
that.
Back, it shouldn't be close.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Sixers in 7. As much as I want to say Celtics, I just can't. The Sixers.
I'm the only one picking the Celtics. This is really interesting.
Neither team has much experience, and the Sixers have more star players, so can't really go
against
that.
Sixers have more depth.
But the Celtics are a very hard-working team.
So are the Sixers.
And they have the best coach in the league, Brad Stevens.
That is true.
He knows how to win without talent.
When you've got Marco Bellinelli and J.J. Redick combining for 25 points a game, there's just nothing you can do.
Combining?
Oh, we'll
that's
see.
Nothing.
That's like 13 and 12.
Well, maybe like 30-something then.
That's still...
It's just hard. It's impossible to stop both of them.
Yeah, but when you have Terry Rozier, Al Horford, Jalen Brown, Jason Tatum, combining each scoring 20 a game.
They had their fun. They won one series, but that's
we'll see what happens.
They just stopped one of the best players in the NBA.
Who is Ben Simmons?
He's a...
Yeah, if we can stop...
Who?
If we can stop Giannis, we can stop Ben Simmons.
You can stop Joel Embiid, too. You just got him in the face, and then we win the series.
Yep. Step
Horford
on his
will
toe.
Give him some trouble.
Just start beef on Twitter. You'll get in his head.
I will
gladly tweet Joel Embiid is trash. The last thing we wanted to mention on this week's podcast is this is the first time we'll be doing an album review. And we personally love to do this.
Potentially an album review, not next week, but the week after also.
Yes.
I don't know about
when
that.
When Ray Sharmer drops their album. But this week we're focusing on a different guy. Sorry, Josh.
Oh, my personal favorite rapper here, Post Malone, ladies and gentlemen. He finally dropped his much-anticipated album of 2018. BB&B. That's what we'll call it for now. But on this album, there was just so fire. So fire. Oh, my God.
Oh my.
I'll let you guys start.
Honestly, I just loved this album. I was waiting for a long time. When he said he was going to drop it in December, I was excited, and then he bluffed. And now he dropped it, and I'm just so happy. I listened to it all day.
I was not expecting there to be this many quality songs in this album. There's at least 5 or 6 that could possibly make your playlist.
Oh, I don't know.
More
songs.
I had 6 to mine.
I had 10.
Oh, man.
I'm a big Post guy. What can I say?
So what are your guys' top songs in the album? Josh, you want to start since
you
like it?
I'll start. My personal favorite song is 92 Explorer. But right up there, Zach and Codeine is really close up there. They're very close to each other.
I agree with you.
And then we have old songs like Psycho featuring Ty Dolla Sign.
Ty Dolla Sign.
And then we have Candy Paint. That's a good one. I really like that one. Sugar Wraith, that's also a good one. And people might not like this one, but Spoil My Night featuring Sway Lee. I know Devin has something to say about this one.
Oh, I absolutely love that song. The beat, it just makes you feel like, honestly, like you're on a... A foreign island, no. Like, and they're playing music like as you walk in. Yeah, like you're in Guatemala. It's just a great song. Sway Lee and Post Malone are just a great duo together. You should go ahead and listen to it if you haven't.
Give it a listen.
But also, another personal favorite on that album is Better Now for me. I just love that song, and it is my favorite besides Spoil My Night.
I like all these songs. My top three were 92 Explorer, Sugar Wraith, and the one featuring G-Eazy. I forget what it's called.
I like that one too. Same people. I like that Same People one also.
Yeah, also Better Now is good, Taking Shots is good, and Other Side also, and Zach and Codeine. Those are my top ones.
So yeah, that was just one of my personal favorite albums ever. But also close up there is Huncho Jack and some Migos album. Oh yeah, Culture, the first one.
Oh, I'm a big Huncho Jack fan.
You guys have any opinions on this album, then please see the Experts Hour Twitter page to vote on which song is the best in the album.
Yes, at Experts Hour. Tweet us your personal favorite ones, and we might be able to feature you on our next podcast. Who knows? All right, so this has been a fun week of Experts Hour. From your boys, Josh Mann,
Aaron Hirsch,
Devin Hendrick,
and Dawson Wolf.
This has been a review of the NBA playoffs first round and an album review. We're going to do a lot more of those in the future. And we out.